Welcome to the Transformation Podcast. This is a podcast on agile, lean, and digital transformation, hosted by your host, Vert Jacobsen Kramer. Enjoy this series, and should you want to give us a feedback, please do so on our website or by email. We look forward to hear from you. Enjoy. Hello, good morning, Matthias. Let's talk about shop floor management. Yes, so shop floor management is a very important concept in lean management. It is basically the leadership model that we will find in lean-driven companies. The basic idea of shop floor management is that I have visualized information that is displayed on boards, and that teams will meet in front of these boards guided by their manager, and they will basically have short cycled daily meetings, about 15 minutes in front of these boards, and share information. So that's basically in a nutshell what shop floor management is. And so there's basically two main concepts. The first one is visualization of information, right? It's always more easy to understand information if we visualize it in front of us. And the second aspect is that we will have these short meetings, daily stand-ups for about 15 minutes at the start of the day, where we run through the board and the information that we have on the board. From your experience, how valuable is this tool to a company? Is this a valuable tool, or is this just a nice to have?
Oh yes, of course, it's very valuable for every company, in my opinion. It's because if you want to lead your company into a high performance company, then you should definitely have a look on shop floor management, of course. For me, it's shop floor management. It's all about deviation management. It's all about, well, there's a plan where we want to meet. And it's all about the questions, where are we right now and what to do next? And it's all about what are the problems which are in the way of getting to the target, getting to what we aim for. And that's actually the most important thing in my point of view. Well, of course, we need the regular communication, and we need the visualization and the transparency about what is the actual state and what is the target. But the key question is, what is the deviation up to the target what we are aiming for?
Absolutely. So this is why deviation management and steering of deviation and coming up with countermeasures inside those daily stand-up meetings play such an important role in shop floor management. So you may say that through shop floor management, through better steering and control, the plan has a chance to really become realization, or that even your project planning becomes better because you're more accurate in your steering and deviation management.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you want to get to a high performance company, you should have a look on shop floor management, because if you focus on deviation management, you get the things out of the way to get your project really going forward. If you want to speed up, to get high performance as a leader, you should also go for shop floor management. This is my opinion to this.
We talk about visualization. So instantly, of course, the listener now will probably picture a board in front of him. Yes, and that's sure. Absolutely right. Within shop floor management, we distinguish basically two types of board. One is task management boards, and the other type of board is basically project or process boards. What's the difference?
With a team board, you also mentioned it's a task board, in a team board or task board. You steer your team due to task, what you have to do, actually. So it's about task management. So who is doing what? And the process board actually is like a visualization of a process. So you got the different phases of a project, and in between the phases, quality gates, for example, so stage gate process. And here there's the question, where are the project or the order, for example, it's an order fulfillment process. It's a very, it's a process which is usually done with a process visualization. So there's the question, in this order fulfillment process, where exactly is which order and what is the next stage to be done and the next quality gate? And are all orders and all projects in time, or where are the problems to which project? It's quite easy. And so you visualize the status quo of your project or order, and which phase they are and which problem they do have, and to come up with solutions.
Actually. Yes. Or you visualize the tasks that you need to be doing in a team. So this is why we have team boards or task boards or a project or process boards on the other side. And bringing these two together leads us to the next important concept in shop floor management, is the shop floor management structure of meetings that we have. So, I mean, when we talk about shop floor management implementation in a company, we do not only talk about a single meeting in a single team, but it's basically really all teams on all levels in the company connected in a structure of communication. And this is the shop floor management structure that we will build inside a company. And that's a very fine structure of times between different levels in the organization where people will meet on a daily basis, and how these boards are then connected. That's actually a very important step in the development of shop floor management inside a company. And that's actually what we do. So we help companies building up not only team boards and process boards, but really the whole structure horizontally and vertically in the company. And within this communication structure, what we will find is that the decision-making speed, the speed of decision making is increased. So in the ideal world, you will have a shop floor management meeting at 7 a.m. And if there's a problem, a deviation coming up, it will be reported to the next level up and the next level up and the next level up. And might as well be that in this circumstances, that problem will be solved within one day of communication through the structured system of communication. And that's why shop floor management is adding so much value to any company, because you're increasing the speed of decision making. And talking about that, let's introduce a very useful concept, which is the performance U, developed by Dr. Andreas Romberg. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Sure. Before I talk about this, I quickly get into history for shop floor management. Some might think that shop floor management is only for production, but actually, as we heard before, it's about task management and deviation management. Of course, it comes from production management, but it's also possible to do it in administrative areas or development departments as well. And exactly for this part, in development departments, for example, the performance view gets a real important a point, because it's connecting the perspective from project management, which is process management, which is usually the focus on what to do and which time, and the perspective from a functional perspective, so the sales guys, the production guys, the product development or engineers, and for example the supply chain or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So what it does, it combines the project level. So you have multi-projects and then projects and then parts of projects that are run on the project side of the performance U. And then on the other side, you have tasks, so that you have tasks on different level of the organization as well. And the performance U gives you the solution to how to connect basically these two worlds, that you have a running system that is running smoothly and is producing good project results. All right. And finally, let's talk about two more important aspects of shop floor management, and that's ideas and problem solving. Of course, in Lean, a key concept is Kaizen, or continuous improvement. So in Lean, we're always looking for improvements every day. We want to achieve small improvements to make our life more easy, to make the process run more smoothly. That's the one part. And that's why we are always looking for new ideas. So the question is, who's got a new idea? How can we improve the process? Is included in the shop floor management routine on a daily basis. Yeah. And that's how we gather ideas, and that's how we want to get better at what we do. And some of these ideas will actually turn into problems. Okay, so things or issues that we see we need to be solving, but they need a little bit more attention, a little bit more time, a little bit more sophisticated solution than just go do. And that's where the PDCA cycle comes in. So the plan, do, check, act cycle, that's where you conduct structured problem solving. So you dive deep into issues, you really try to find the root cause and try to find root cause solutions. And that's where you will stumble across topics like the Ishikawa diagram, or asking five times why, or creating the A3 report. That's this whole world of structured problem solving. And so when you summarize what we've been talking about, you can already tell right now it's shop floor management is deep, and it's very effective and is very helpful, because not only do you address deviation management, so you get better steering and control on your daily management, you also manage and harvest on new ideas that people bring in to improve your process, and you conduct problem solving. So what else you're looking for? I think that's quite a big package to get with shop floor management.
Yeah, and also what you need to mention is it's also a leadership thing. So it comes with a clear structure for leaders, and with clear focus on tasks, on leadership tasks, six leadership tasks, for example. And the thing is that shop floor management, therefore, with this six leadership tasks, make it easy to learn. We talked about boards. I don't have that much space left in the company to put everywhere boards. How we handle this, Bert?
Yeah, okay, well, thank God we live in the 21st century and we have digital solutions. Actually, digital shop floor management solutions are not that old. It's quite a new trend, only like 5 years old. And we collaborate with a very good solution. It's called Value Streamer. As it's a specific solution around shop floor management. And of course, so there are digital solutions out there that can help you to install and bring to life shop floor management. You will be able to set up a global connected shop floor management communication structure, not only nationally, but internationally through a digital system. And it's great. We have these tools now at our hands. The bottom line, though, is really leadership and the concept of shop floor management, which is more important than basically a tool, a digital tool. When you address shop floor management, or when you set yourself the target to achieve a high performance team culture with shop floor management, which is actually a very good idea to do, and that's the way to go, you have to keep in mind that you will be running into a culture change. When we talk about shop floor management, we talk about transparency, about open communication, about addressing deviations. And this aspect in business life is sometimes not so easy when you're used to classical steering committee meetings, PowerPoint presentations, not so direct communication. So that can be sometimes be a challenge, because people have to get used to short cycle daily stand-up meetings, very open communication. But that's why we are here for, right? This is why we support companies that want to go into this direction. And actually, it's a recommendation to invest into consulting budget here, because there is a culture change part, which actually means that we will address managers as a target group specifically, really explain the differences and give a lot of training to managers that they are really able to do shop floor management in the right way. All right, so let's wrap it up here. Enough reasons to get engaged. And finally, so let's mention a little bit the before after scenarios. So usually before we get involved with shop floor management, we will see companies that suffer from poor processes, long meeting times, a lot of emails, a lot of stress in between people because things are not working well. And from your experience after shop floor management projects, when we get to future state, how is it then? How is it like?
Well, the future state is like you get your regular communication where you can really rely on. So every problem gets on the surface and gets you can handle it. And with the progressing time, so within time, it will get better and better because all the problems you have will get targeted, will get addressed, and will get out of your way. So imagine a time or your company, when you're going into the company, you don't have any problems anymore. And this is the nice future we have.
Yes. And also adding on top of that is less meetings, better processes, faster decision-making time, on-time delivery on projects and products, and higher morale within the team, because there's a new collaboration culture that really brings people together. All right, so thumbs up. Thanks a lot, Matthias, for this short conversation. So if you have some questions out there, feel free to contact us just below this video. And we'll be happy to assist you and to help you in bringing your company a step forward with shop floor management. Thanks a lot for listening and see you next time. Bye-bye, Bert and Matthias.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
That was the Transformation Podcast on Agile, Lean and Digital Transformation. I hope you liked it. Please reach out to us for some feedback. And if you need some support in your business environment, we are more than happy to support you with some high value consulting. So please don't hesitate and reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Bye-bye.